listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 15th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2021. Boy, I hope you guys are having better weather than we are here in Dent County, Missouri. Right now, 59 degrees and rain. I'm beginning to think we ought to plant rice instead of worrying about tomatoes this year. Looking at the weather, we're supposed to have a solid week of rain. And I am not looking forward to it. Another week things don't get done. Anyway, we should have Rick on the line here in just a minute. He might be a minute or two after the hour. Lori should also be coming on. You on the air, Lori? Nope, Lori ain't on the air. Okay. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on this week, folks. Of course, we got the Israeli-Palestinian thing. You know, the norm. Palestinians get irritated with Israel. They launch 1,500 rockets. Israel bombs the living hell out of them. Then the Palestinians are ready for peace. So same thing has been going on forever, you know, in one form or another for probably 1,000 years. Only difference is this time, apparently the Israeli Arabs and the Israeli Jewish people are actually going at it in the streets. Kind of a shame, you know, one country, two religions. But I think it says in the Bible something about everybody shall say peace, but there's not going to be any peace. Paraphrasing, of course. I never remember exactly what those Bible verses say, but you get the idea. Okay, let's see. That pipeline shutdown is still creating a mess, even though they've got it working again. Going to take a while to fill up all those storage tanks. Of course, gas prices have gone stupid on the east coast of the U.S. Apparently, it's really causing some mess. Long lines, people actually getting in fist fights. I didn't read the whole story, but one lady ran from the police and had a vehicle that was filled with gas cans, and of course, she crashed it. I don't think it worked out too well for anybody concerned. Okay, Rick, are you on the line yet? No, Rick. Okay, he must have gotten delayed a little bit. I talked to him a while ago. Well, Elon Musk apparently really stuck his foot into it this past week. He was supposed to do something big on Saturday Night Live. Well, apparently it kind of backfired on him. So, anyway, price of all the cryptos went down. Good morning, Rick.
Well, good morning. How's everything going so far?
So far, so good.
I'm Teddy. One of the boys just showed up, wanted to borrow a trailer, and they don't know how to hook it up. And well, now he does. So I spent the last 15 minutes doing something useful. I was teaching common trailer technology. Everybody should know how to pull a trailer. Yeah. And then you got to remind them, say, you go in and get gas, don't drag that over the gas pump, forgetting it's in there, or you'll have more excitement on your hands than you know what to do with.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah, there'll be people running everywhere after that.
Yeah, I ain't bragging or nothing, but I think all my kids knew how to hook up a trailer by themselves and how to pull it by the time they were 7 or 8 years old.
Well, that's because you threw them all out of the house and they had to pack up their stuff.
Well, no. Only the oldest one. Yeah. Not the other two.
I'm okay. So I heard you talking about Elon the Great. I know he is having the time of his life being him. It must be wonderful to be a god in a human body. I think the only other person that ever managed it was Jesus. So yes. Once again, second week in a row, my apologies to Stoney. We got talking last week, and I meant to mention that Elon the Great was going to be on Saturday Night Live and make sure he had his computer open just in case Elon did something real stupid. Oh, and lo and behold, didn't he? You can't. Yep. And interesting situation, though. And then after that, after his great debut on Shock Culture TV, he turned around and told everybody that a Tesla wouldn't accept Bitcoin in payment for an electric vehicle, which, of course, and you probably just said this, I missed it, I was loading a trailer, sent the entire crypto market into a plunge where you and I, because we're very clever, we both bought the dip. Right. What do they call it? BFTD, buy the freaking dip? So that's what we did. I picked up a little Ethereum and some Cardano. I think you said, would you say you got Cardano? You bought Cardano or something?
Cardano and more Theta.
And more Theta. This is the way to do it. So you have several scenarios here. And yes, once again, we're talking about cryptocurrency, but we're also talking about what Michael Saylor calls capital flight, which is what this is.
Right.
And this whole week, you can imagine what my texts have looked like to the boys, a thread of five guys. And Jay, I think, what did Jay? Jay picked up, he bought Bitcoin on the dip, but what we find here and what we opined was that you see Bitcoin struggling. It hit, about $65,000 four to six weeks ago, maybe eight weeks, I don't know. But it hasn't been back there since. It's encountering some resistance, not sure what that is. I think a lot of this can be Fed manipulation or traders or both. Let's see. Now I'm going in two directions. It doesn't appear at all. It's true that Elon is one of eight companies who have applied for free money from the Fed for sustainable/renewable energy projects. I mean, he certainly fits the bill. Obviously, he's making electric cars. I think his reversal in that backing up over himself on the Bitcoin thing. You know, 2-3 months ago, you know, he was all pro Bitcoin. Bought a bunch of Bitcoin, was going to use it for transactions for, you know, selling cars and all this. Now suddenly he's got this change of heart, which I think just came from the federal government. I think that they told him I think, I'm guessing, not really, such an abrupt change would have been promulgated by some catalyst. And so the question, you know, using Occam's razor, let's eliminate the inobvious and just look at the obvious. Elon Musk doesn't actually probably personally care. He claims that too much energy is being used, too much fossil fuel is being used in the mining of Bitcoin. Well, as you and I talked about before the show, that's really a bunch of BS. He knows, everybody knows that like three quarters of the energy that's being used to mine Bitcoin is renewable. And the other thing is, and this is absolutely true, is that you find energy costs near big cities high, too high for mining. So what these guys do is they'll go to a place where they can find a gas well that they're going to flare off, and they'll set up an energy station there. And instead of burning off all the methane or propane, natural gas, instead of just flaring it off, burning it, they will use it, convert it to energy, and use it to mine. And then, of course, and then up in China, that big hydroelectric dam, what'd you call it, Three Rivers or whatever it is?
Three Rivers Gorges or Three Gorges Rivers, something like that.
Yeah, when you're creating electric... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, apparently these miners are doing this with the collaboration of the CCP, of course, bringing more money into China.
Well, yeah, but to that point, when you are in a place like that where you've got giant hydroelectric plants, energy not being used, winds up getting dumped. They have dumps where they're not going to store it, so it's extra. They're making, you know, you can't just make just enough electric. Let's be reasonable. You either have too little or too much. So that gets dumped. So they go there and buy the cheap that was going to be dumped, and that's how you mine. So we all know Elon knows all these things. We all know Elon is lying. And so the question is, using our friend Occam, and that's the problem. Whenever I need this razor, I can't find it. Occam's razor would suggest you eliminate the ridiculous and have a hard look at what's left over. Well, let's assume for the moment that Elon is up to something again. Seeing how he's always up to something, let's go with that. Let's call that my number one scenario. So that being the case, what would he be up to? Well, let's see. Cui bono, who benefits? I learned to speak Latin so I could talk to Latin Americans. So who benefits? you have Elon, okay, Elon. So his statements following the bomb he dropped about Bitcoin, which sent the market into a tizzy, the bomb he dropped, the statements following that to massage the system because it was becoming very unpopular very quickly, is that too much energy, blah, blah, blah. And so I think, you know, we have to assume that the Biden administration said, if you would like your application for a whole bunch of free money approved, you know, Bitcoin is kicking our ass. You know, it's ruining the dollar. It's ruining everything. And here you are out there pumping it, and you're making us look bad, and you're messing up the dollar. So I don't hardly see how we can approve your application for a bunch of free money while you're shooting. What? And then suddenly he has a change of heart. Okay. So Occam's razor, cui bono. So he suddenly has this come to Jesus moment where he's decided that he's going to bash Bitcoin instead. And he says he's going to be looking at other cryptos that have a lower energy profile. Okay, I believe that to be true. So the question is, after the Dogecoin BS and after this Bitcoin nonsense, and, you know, Elon has two stashes of Bitcoin. One is owned by Tesla, the other by him. If Tesla buys Bitcoin, he would have to report that. That would become... So if you bash Bitcoin, knock the price down, and then turn around and buy it, that's illegal. You're not allowed to do that. Not that the FTC would ever bust a move on Elon, but no. if they did, they keep it in court for the next 1,000 years. However, I think what he's going to do is he's going to pull another one of these Dogecoin deals where he is, my personal business, this is a guess now, he right now is doing what he did with Dogecoin. He's loading up on some crypto, and this was the content of the conversation over the last 2 or 3 days with the boys. He's loading up on some small crypto somewhere where the upside is going to be ridiculous, just like it was on Dogecoin. He'll try and pick up what? Who knows? A million shares of it, a million coins, and then he'll suddenly reveal his new energy-saving crypto, and you'll never hear about it because it won't go through Tesla. It'll go through Elon's private brokerage, and he'll just knock it out of the park. Now, no one will know. My guess is that it can't be Ethereum because Ethereum gets mined, right?
Right.
So maybe not Ethereum. My son Peter bought himself
a brand. Theta.
It could
be. At least Theta is based on something, and it's based on saving energy and bandwidth.
Right, and speeding up the internet. There's that.
Mm-hmm.
Could be Cardano. Cardano is another sort of thing where it is a platform, not just a coin like Bitcoin. It is an actual working platform like Theta. So it could be Cardano, but there are about 100 of them. It could be Polkadot, Chainlink. God only knows what this man's about to do. However, back to the point, I guess. So, you know, because little people like me, insignificant deplorables like me, cannot affect the market, all I can do is surf the wave that these idiots create. And that's what we did, my family and Tim, and Laurie, I guess. Laurie, make sure you get that password. Don't trust him. Make sure you get the password so you can get in there. So that's about all you can do. And you know, as Michael Saylor appropriately put I am convinced, and I apologize, these conversations I have with Tim right before the show sound a lot like what I'm doing right now. And then I can't remember if I just said something or what, but it appears for the moment, and it's no big deal really, but Bitcoin has been stuck in a range for a while. Just kind of trading sideways. We could say struggling or consolidating. Probably consolidating makes you feel better if you've got some. The word consolidation makes you feel like you're not about to lose a bunch of money. Struggling doesn't sound good financially. So we could say it's consolidating, while the altcoins, like Ethereum and some of these others, and Cardano, they just keep kind of creeping along, going up. And because people are buying them. And as we opined before the show, so people keep, I think it is speculators, traders, and small investors who are messing around with the altcoins, but when Bitcoin goes up, altcoins go up faster. You know, it's more like a question of bullets. Big bullets go slow, little bullets go fast. It's kind of like that. So we'll be back then.
Yep. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, folks.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Saturday, the 15th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2021. Rick and I were discussing cryptos and all that kind of good stuff. Rick, do we want to touch on metals for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. Go right ahead. I think we should be doing that.
All right. Well, here's the deal. Just like cryptos, metals are pretty much going sideways right now. Silver and gold have both come up just a little from last week's show, but not really enough to talk about. However, there's some changes in the wind. Basel III kicks in the end of June, 1st of July. Now, with all the experts that are out there, nobody can decide what the real ramifications are going to be. It's quite possible. I'm going to summarize. It's quite very possible that prices this fall of precious metals are going to actually be based on supply and demand, an unheard of concept for about 100 years or so. Now, what this means is settling futures might be out of the question. My guess is that paper, silver, and gold are just not going to be able to do what they have been doing under the new rules. I don't know what that's going to look like. From what I can tell, nobody knows what it's going to look like. One of the takeaways, though, apparently, is that the LBMA is going to go away. The CME is going to have real difficulties if it doesn't go away. What have you heard, Rick?
Well, the Bank of International Settlement, which is where, if I'm not mistaken, where the what do they call that? That system. It'll come to me maybe. Fleet, quick, fast.
Swift.
Yeah, Swift, thank you. Where they have gold leveraged 62,001. In other words, there are 62,000 fake ounces of gold for every one that they really have.
Right.
Basel III is a new rule that says it calls out gold as a tier one asset with zero risk, and it changes what the bank has and can do. They have to have so much solid stuff behind loans. So my take on it would be simply that they're going to control the price of gold for a while, and when they have what they want, it would be in their best interest for the value of that gold to go up. So
right.
I think Basel III may have some effect. That's what I've heard.
Right. And I think that's the reason we see J.P. Morgan, entities like that, hoarding metals to such an extent, physical metals. So, you know, I'm like you, Rick. I don't know for sure what's going to happen. I don't know all the implications, but being that gold and silver are so depressed right now by artificial paper, I can't, you know, any way I look at it, I think metal's going to go up.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that a very long time, and I'm just not certain when that time would be. You know, other people are quoting numbers that are, you know, unimaginable, and I've said them on the
right.
air. Like those Hindu fellows are suggesting that by the end of next year, silver will be at 84,000 an ounce. Other people like Vix Weir claim that it will reach parity with gold north of 10 grand an ounce. In the short run, you've got a lot of people saying 600 by the end of the year. That's a lot. That's
right.
You're going up, what, about 20 times, 20, 25 times? I would say, first of all, if you can find a stock that you think is going to go up 10 times by Christmas, you should probably buy that stock. If you think
right.
it could go up 20 times, you should buy that stock. The great thing about metal is that it is not the system. And so I have to laugh every time, you know, like yesterday, I spent some money on Cardano. Okay.
Right.
Now, humorously, even though my wife is brilliant, she doesn't like that. She cannot reconcile that in her head. She feels better about money in the bank, whereas, you know, I say, legislation we've talked about here, banking for everyone, banking for all, whatever that act was, that my favorite President Obama passed in his last month or so, says the money in the bank doesn't belong to you anymore. And we'll get back to it.
Yep.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. We've been talking about finances and money and all this morning. Go ahead, guys.
Okay. Well, Rick, where do you want to go next? We told people what we thought about metals. We've talked about cryptos.
Well, let me mention a couple of interesting things that
sure
are economically related. So somehow, some way, Ethereum now has half of the market cap that Bitcoin does, and it is bigger than Visa, Samsung, and JP Morgan. So even though I'm not a big Ethereum fan, that is fascinating. George Gammon talking to Stanley Druckenmiller, not Drunkenmiller. They call him Druck, not Drunk. I don't think he would care for that. Opines that the U.S., that we will lose the reserve currency status. This is interesting, too. Incomes are rising. But and so is consumer spending. I saw a fascinating chart that popped up while Gammon was talking to Druckenmiller, and it was a chart of consumer spending, and that thing has hockey stick straight up, while employers cannot get people to answer ads for employment, because they're making more sitting home than if they went to work. So what these people have done, and I'm going to try to put this as succinctly as I can, in the last 18 months, the Fed has increased their balance sheet, they doubled their balance sheet. They've gone from $4 trillion to $8 trillion in 18 months. At the same time, they're dropping helicopter money on everybody. So you see all this extra money flying around, all this liquidity, trying to keep the heart pumping, but this country's already had a couple decent heart attacks, and more blood won't help. So what they've actually done, according to this chart, is they have actually managed, in order to cover up their crime, the ridiculous additional free money has created so much spending that they have brought 5 years of spending, 5 years of CPI, consumer spending, CPS, consumer, whatever, 5 years of spending forward to now. So what they have done, you know, is that they've overcoked the horse who will die at the finish line. So what does this mean to you? Well, okay, if you haven't figured it out, anytime you rob Peter and pay Paul, you still owe Peter. All right, so there's a problem here. So in moving all of that consumer spending forward 5 years, where we are right now with consumer spending, we shouldn't have reached it until 2025 or 2026. So they're coking up the system here in order to hide from you the fact that the system is dead. And so you ask yourself, well, now why would they do that? Well, because they're apparently, I'm guessing now, they don't quite have everything they want. So what they're doing, and you see, like supply chain shortages. Okay, so we have way over 2,000 trucks parked at the Kentucky Speedway. What they're doing with the Fords, with the trucks, is they're, because they don't have the chips to finish them, they're building the truck out and then parking them waiting for the chips. While they're waiting for the chips, we have supply chain problems. They shut down the gas pipeline on the northeast, on the east coast. I'm sure that was just an accident. You can't. There is a 770 barge pileup on the river north of Memphis, so that would be the Mississippi, undoubtedly.
Yeah, they are starting to move those now. The Coast Guard reopened the river yesterday evening, and they're starting to move them, but it's going to take several days to break up the traffic jam.
Yeah, so there will be more unusual supply chain problems. So you've got lumber. I was I'm a contractor, so when I go to Lowe's, I park either in military or I park in the contractor lot, and the guy came out, and he had one of those flat carts with all kinds of stuff, 2x6s, 2x4s. And I said, you know, in about another 6 months, you're going to have a weapon to get from here to your truck with this kind of booty. And he said, you're not kidding. So we, of course, got, you know, go to the market the other day, big store chain here in St. Louis, or the outskirts of, all kinds of stuff you can't find. Certain vegetables are gone. They're not there. It's just a whole 2% milk. Can't get that. You know, it's just not the same environment that it used to be. So,
right.
Of course, you've got, you know, and then the prices of lumber, we've already talked about that. It's an absolute outrage. I had, don't roll your eyes at me. I'm going to tell you what, I had two bizarre dreams this week, and I don't know necessarily what to make out of either one of them. The first one, I saw a cable, a copper cable, that must have been, six to 8 inches in diameter, with hundreds and hundreds of what looked like maybe 12 gauge TTHN, stranded, in there, and it was cut so clean, it was just beautiful. And I thought, man, if I could get a slice of this to put on my wall, this is just cool. But then I got to thinking about it, and I'm like, why am I looking at this giant cut cable? Well, then, you know, lo and behold, we have another dream or vision just about like it. So when I was up at Lowe's harassing the carpenter, I went in and I bought a roll of 14-gauge and a roll of 12-gauge, 12-2 and 14-2 with ground, a roll, a 250-foot roll of 12-gauge was $140-something for this roll of wire. Yeah, which I used to get, I mean, I swear, you know, that roll was never cheap, but I want to say, you know, that I was paying, whatever, half that and not liking it last year. I thought that was outrageous.
Right.
So I bought one of each just for the heck of it. So at this point, I guess I'm going to call copper a precious metal. So, you know, we'll see. Michael Saylor, MicroStrategies, bought another 15 million in Bitcoin right around the time of the collapse, right in there somewhere. Another 15 million. The guy just loading up like mad on Bitcoin. He is absolutely convinced that, and he is all in. This guy's not kidding. I forget how much money he's got in Bitcoin right now, but this man is convinced that this is the way it's all going to go. So we have this bizarre situation. Did we talk about the Chinese rocket that took the gantry with it last week?
I don't think we did.
Well, they fired off some big old rocket. I don't know what it was supposed to have been for, but apparently the gantry wouldn't let go. 21 metric tons, and it took it along. And they say it fell into the Indian Ocean. The problem is that it broke loose in the lower atmosphere, which just happened to be about the same altitude as Elon Musk's lower Starlink satellites, the 300-mile range, I think. So now you've got all this crap floating around up there. Now Elon is putting up Starlink. We all know what's going on with that. Elon's putting up his every time he launches a rocket, it puts out 60 satellites, okay? They disperse and they find their position. I don't know what they use for propulsion, but that's what they do. It lets them out like a bunch of eggs coming out of a salmon, and they go around and they take up positions equidistant to one another, And he's creating this massive network of satellites, three layers thick. I think it's, 300 miles, 600 and something else. But this is interesting for people like me who have horrible internet because I'm semi-rural. Well, I mean, my internet sucks. Starlink, I think you give them $400 and then $100 a month. But what you get for $400 is this, you get a router and a satellite dish, which is small. The thing doesn't look like it's any bigger than, 18, 24 inches.
Okay.
You screw it to your house. You punch a hole in the house. You put your, they give you the cable. You put your coax in, or they give you a cable. I'm not sure it's coax. It might be something better. You hook the router to it, and you're up. Now, what happens is when you download the app, the minute you do that, this dish starts turning, and it finds the best signal and locks on, and that's it. That's all. But the thing is, it's supposed to be about as fast as fiber optic or 5G.
Wow.
I guess the question that I would like to ask is, did the Chinese just happen to put up a bunch of rubble in Elon's way because they've got so much money invested in 5G? They're putting up 5G all over the place, and Starlink kind of makes it redundant or useless. So I don't really know. I mean, I know that I tend toward conspiracy theories. I also know that I don't trust the Chinese for anything. So, they're terrible. According to rumors, it fell in the Indian Ocean, so I'm not sure how this works. Either part of it did, or I don't know what happened. But in any case, for those of you, the good news is, even though I like doing business with Elon Musk just about as much as I like doing business with Jeff Bezos at Amazon, but I will do it. Well, we'll see. I can finally get internet. What I was going to say before I think break was that whenever I put money into a cryptocurrency, my wife is very uneasy. And I get that, but the problem is that in large part that is unfounded. That is to say that I didn't spend the money. I didn't gamble it away at the casino. I didn't spend it on a party boat, a pontoon boat, which, by the way, I would just love to have a pontoon boat. But I don't. that would be so much fun. But, you know, all I'm doing is moving it from one place to another. Now, she is very, very comfortable with money in the bank. She thinks that's great. There it is, right where I can see it. It's safe. And as I said before the break, Obama's got this...
Well, that's what I was going to ask, Rick. How does she figure it's safe?
Because it makes her feel good. You know, it's because it always, according to her, you know, money in the bank, that statement isn't just a saying. It's all true. And even though she's very, very smart, there's something about this. You know, she's used to the stock market. She's used to the banks. She's comfortable with that system. And it's all crooked. I mean, you think, you know, say, okay, if I buy a cryptocurrency, there, I've got money in space, don't know where it is, can't see it, yada, yada. Well, it has always been like that. I mean, every single thing. You buy a stock, all you're getting is an IOU from a criminal enterprise, a promise to pay. Maybe if things don't go too poorly, maybe they might give you money. Although, you know, if you pick the wrong stock, then that's just tough on you. And then... The money over at the bank. You're what's classified now as an interested party in your own money. It's not yours. It's theirs. It's theirs because you gave it to them. Okay, so how's money in the bank safe? So I always have to laugh whenever I say I take out $1,000 and I buy some cryptocurrency with it, you know, I get the hairy eyeball. You know, like, why are you wasting money like this? Like, well, you were going to lose
because
it anyway.
You're making money.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, well, that's right. We have the melting ice cube, you know, money that's losing around 20% of its value every single year. Whether you fit for or not, whether you like it or not, it happens. It's just happening. That's just life.
Right.
That's music.
Yep.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Please hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back to the Survivor Show. Okay, gentlemen.
Well, Rick dropped. I don't know if he meant to. I do know he had to go flower shop.
Oh,
no, Rick's back.
He didn't mean to. What he did was he started up the truck, started putting the show through the speakers, and I hit call end. thinking I would shut the radio down, but it didn't do that. It shut everything down. So I'm back. So my wife, you know, good woman that she is, you know, I moved money to where the criminals don't see it and can't get it, I guess, unless, you know, they want to come and take some family members hostage, at which point, you know, I might have to make a deal of some kind, but
be nice.
Taking it, yeah, my, I don't
now,
know.
Now, Rick,
talk.
Rick, remember
what?
Your nuclear weapons training. You have to shoot through the hostage.
Well, I have no problems. Truth be told, I'll probably be so damn angry I'll kill everything that breathes. So I moved the money from, you know, where it's just disintegrating. It's falling apart like wet toilet paper, and I move it to a place where it's much safer. It's not gone, and as you said, as the music began, instead of this stuff going down 20% a year, you know, I'm up, let's see, even with the Bitcoin price slaughtered, I'm still up 400% on the Bitcoin thing. So right in there somewhere, maybe 350%. So that is a far cry from having that money lose 50% in 36 to 48 months. That's a whole different arrangement. So you know, why we wind up having these bizarre philosophical discussions where I'm a bad guy, I can't, you know, it to me it is really comical. It's just comical.
I got to say you're right, Rick, because I'm averaging 15 to 20% ahead every single week, you know, by playing, trading. However, like I said on the phone, that's getting a little bit stressful for me. I'm just going to be a hodler at least until we get back from vacation.
Well, I think, and, you know, once again, this may be somewhat redundant, I think that's going to be just fine as long as you're not trying to hide money in places. You're picking a coin that's just a meme. You know, if you're selecting a coin, wow, that was quick.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have top of our break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.